Kathy.
Thank you,
Ms. Watkins. Next item on the agenda is B. Keith Trammell, 062705.
Can you all see, with the new projector, can you see the image pretty well with the lights on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try that.
I'm already having the light on.
It's easier for me to see. Mr. Trammell is requesting authorization to construct a 12-foot by 16-foot open-sided roof structure over a portion of his existing private non-commercial pier situated along Piankatank River at 154 Twiggs Ferry Road in Matthews County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is a vicinity map, USGS quadrangle. This is the Route 3 bridge, Twiggs Ferry Bridge over the Piankatank River. Site is just downstream. It's a closer view of that same map. Development along this section of the river is primarily residential. Shoreline faces generally north. And at this point, which is just downstream from the other one, Piankatank River is approximately 1,800 feet wide. The homes in the immediate vicinity are located near the top of a relatively high bluff overlooking the river. This is an aerial from that 2002 series we use quite often. Red arrow depicts the project site. This is the plan view drawing. A closer view of that drawing with some highlighted areas. In addition to the proposed open-sided roof structure, Mr. Trammell has also applied to construct 3 5-foot by 26-foot finger piers and 3 uncovered boat lifts and a 16-foot by 6-foot open pile addition to his existing 356-foot pier. Since the pier additions and uncovered boat lifts are non-commercial and do not constitute a navigational hazard, we determined those aspects of the project met the statutory authorization for private piers contained in Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. In fact, if the adjoining property owner were not objecting to the open roof structure, it too would meet that statutory authorization. Cross-sectional drawing, closer view of it showing the in yellow the proposed roof area. It's 12 foot by 16 foot. The ground shot showing location of the roof would be in this area, on the left-hand side of the pier. Would note that it's right adjacent to the bridge. Project is protested by Mr. William P. Sadler, Jr. on behalf of Spring Hill Baptist Church Parsonage. They are concerned the pier additions will lead to the pier becoming a commercial facility. They also state that the Chesapeake Bay Act does not permit the construction of buildings on piers and state further that if that is not the case, they still object to the metal-covered roof building. The Spring Hill Baptist Church property is on the right-hand side of the property on the other side of this tree line. This is actually a view of the pier, which is located right here, from the other side of the Piankatank River in Middlesex County, looking back at it. So this is the Trammell property, his home. I believe this is the parsonage. There's a tree line here, and, of course, the view of, that would be obstructed would be of the bridge. The proposed roof will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. No state agencies have commented on the proposal. Prior to 2006, staff generally recommended against the construction of roof structures on piers unless such structures were deemed to be water dependent. In 2006, however, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 to provide statutory authorization for open-sided shelter roofs or gazebo-type structures measuring no more than 400 square feet, provided such structures were allowed under local ordinance and provided further that such structures were not objected to by an adjoining property owner. In cases where an adjoining property owner objects to such a roof structure, a VMRC permit is required. Staff is of the opinion that given the height of the shoreline, the presence of trees obstructing the view of the pier from the adjoining property, and the proximity of the proposed structure to the Route 3 bridge, that a proposed structure should not significantly affect Spring Hill Baptist Church Parsonage's property. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against those, the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions, staff? Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. The applicant present or represented? Good morning. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name, please.
Keith Trammell.
Please proceed. Do you have anything you'd like to add or any questions of Mr. Trammell from the commission?
This went through your local the local level already as far as a permit for the building. No problems that way with the county.
Matthews County doesn't require any special
kind
of zoning extension.
Further question? I think we may have further. Anyone in opposition to the project?
Let me.
Yes, sir.
Ask Mr. Trammell another question.
Mr. Trammell? Mr. Fox?
You have the protestant seems to be concerned or mentions the concern about a metal roof. Would you have any problem in putting a different type of roof on it? Shingles or something?
I wouldn't have a problem doing that, but being in the business, shingles just don't stay in place.
Mm-hmm.
With the weather we've been having lately.
So the metal roof is sturdier?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Okay.
And you can use it now in different colors.
Yeah, that's going to be my question. As a follow-up, it's going to be not just your typical tin roof that you paint. It'll be a decorative type, high tensile type
Correct.
Material.
I was going to choose a green color to match the roof on my house.
Okay. I do have one other question.
Mr. Schick.
Do you know what the concerns are about a commercial use for this pier?
I don't have a clue. I'm in the business of right. driving pilings, and I keep equipment there.
I mean, already, right?
Yes, sir. I do quite often.
Okay.
But that's not a commercial pier. You just store your equipment and you do your work somewhere else,
yep.
wherever the customer is.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve staff recommendation. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion?
Were there any protestants here?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Twice. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Kathy.